Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Courtney, and this is Caffeinated Crimes.
Thanks for joining us for another rendition episode, I don't know, of our missing person series. If you are new to us or to this little mini bonus series that we're doing, we are just highlighting some missing persons cases of people who are currently missing, so to hopefully spread the word and get their information out there if anyone has seen any of these individuals.
Yes, and our first person that we're going to discuss is William Cross, and our sources for this one was the Charlie Project and WBIR.com. So William Cross was last seen on May 18, 2018, when he was dropped off on Williamsburg Street in Whitley City, Kentucky. Around midnight, he spoke to someone on the phone and said he was walking through the woods, and then the call ended up getting disconnected, and that's the last time anyone has heard from him. William's family said it was unlike him to not be in touch with them. He did suffer from substance abuse issues, but even during these times, he would be in touch with his family, and he was really close to his sister and never went more than a couple of days without talking to her. So, very common that he would be in touch with them, even when he was having these substance abuse issues. It's not like he would just disappear for long times. William is in his mid-20s. He has brown hair, brown eyes, and is 5'11 to 6'1, and he was between 175 and 185 pounds when he went missing. He has multiple tattoos on his neck and forearms, including stars. He was originally from Scott County, Tennessee, and he had been in and out of jail and had been released just 3 days prior to his disappearance. William's family's begging for anyone to reach out with any information they have, and if you do have any information, please call the Scott County's Sheriff's Office at 423-663-3111.
So our next one came from the Namus website. Terry Curtis Prater was last seen on June 20th, 2021. Terry was at a bus station in Lexington, Kentucky, and he was going to his mother's house, who lived in Georgia. He has brown curly hair and brown eyes. He did have a goatee at the time he went missing. He is 5'9" and was around 150 pounds at the time he went missing. He was last seen wearing a brown hat, white t-shirt, and tan cargo pants. He is double jointed in both arms and legs, and he had been shot in his right foot and lost two toes. And he also has a scar on his chest and chin. If you have any information about Terry, please reach out to Amy Jenkinson at 817-304-8873 or the Madison County Police at 859-623-2404.
And our last person, this also came from the Namus website, is Kyle Ratliff. So he was last seen on June 25th, 2023, and he was last seen on Benson Lane in Frenchburg, Kentucky. He has brown hair and brown eyes. He's 5'11 and was 180 pounds at the time of his disappearance. He does have a scar above his left eye and a tattoo of a devil on his right arm. Not much more information is known about his disappearance. Unfortunately, I couldn't find anything, even doing follow-up searches. But if you do happen to know anything, please reach out to Amy Jenkinson at 817-304-8873 or the Rowan County Police at 606-784-4127. So those are our three people today, all kind of Kentucky based, since pretty close to us. But if you happen to know any information, please, we'll also put the information in the show notes where you can call. And again, as always, if you know someone who is currently missing, actively missing, that you want us to highlight, please also send that information our way.
Yes, please.
And in the meantime, go have a cup of coffee.
And don't commit a crime.